I sold a harpoon. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if it's completely legal to carry a 6-foot harpoon with a giant point down the streets of Carmel. I got no idea. But I'm like, tell you what, when the cop stops you, why don't you have a receipt? Just in case.
Main Street.
Main Street. Main Street.
This is the spirit of Main Street.
We're just two students capturing it. I'm Olivia Harris.
And I'm Mae Ban. You're listening to Main Street.
As you can see, there's some small ones here. These are very rare, mm-hmm. very, very rare, because these were the ones. As you can see, there's candles that match these two. And those were hard to come
Linda
by.
Linda is the co-owner of Carmel Old Town Antique Mall with her husband, Roman Chang. And they have owned it for quite some time.
We started an antique shop in Mohawk Place in 2002. And we started with 5 dealers. And then it expanded to 10. And we decided it was time that we needed to move on and get something bigger. And I traveled the Carmel area because I liked the location. And saw this old 2-story building that I thought would be absolutely wonderful for an antique mall. It had great bones. I looked inside and I was aghast by everything that was left in here and knew that it would be an immense project.
And to help Linda with this project, there is Greg, who is Linda's right-hand man.
Yeah, Greg has been there since as a dealer,
yeah.
as an antique dealer since they opened. But I think about 4 years ago is when he started actually working there as an employee.
And basically the job is just customer service.
And Greg knows a lot about the history of the mall.
Originally, this was a business called the Carmel Garage. Downstairs, they would sell new and used Fords in the Model T, Model A era, 1902 to 1920s. There was no staircase. It was just a giant chain hoist, and they would hoist the cars up here and work on them up here. So you can see a lot of floor damage and blackening, and that is because this was a mechanic shop for many, many decades. After that, it was bought by Economy Elevator. If you look at the back half, some of the old I-beams still have shop math on how to find the radius of a circle and, you know, when to cut the hole and that type of thing painted into them so the guy wouldn't have to constantly figure it out. They had gone out of business and the place was being used for storage by the time we found it.
Those saw blades?
Yes.
Decorative saw blades.
I didn't know that when it said it was an antique mall, it was like an actual mall in the sense of like a fashion mall.
If you look around the mall, in each booth you'll see a sign that says shop and a number. Every time the number changes, it's a different antique dealer. What they basically do is they rent space, they find their own stuff and bring it in and clean it and tag it for sale. And then when it sells, they get a check at the end of the month. And each dealer has their own set of sources. We have things come in pretty regularly from New England, Michigan, Ohio, all through Indiana and Kentucky, Tennessee, from garage sales to estate sales, antique auctions. The fun part is going out and hunting things down and buying it and thinking, you know, is this going to sell or not?
Oh, hello. Oh, I got jammed. This is a really old typewriter. This is like before electric typewriters.
My father and I run a business, and when we moved in here, it was mostly girl stuff. Doilies, fabrics, glass. Yeah. And my dad and I kind of looked around and shrugged and went, you know, what we need is guy stuff. So we opened this booth under a business name, Mantiques.
Oh, I love
no
that.
Girl stuff, nothing broken, nothing able to be broken, nothing able to be gotten dirty. And we sell toys, military, car stuff. And now the mall is honestly 50-50 between male and female appeal. But really, what we're selling is less physical goods. I mean, you come and you buy a table. You can go to Kittles and buy a table. But when you buy one here, you're buying a slice of history.
Dude, that's like they chopped a half of... Oh, this is awesome.
This is cool. Even these chairs are cool.
I like that. This table is sick.
This is a probably late 1800s or early 1900 library table. And the cool part is all this carving you see was done by a tramp. So when you see all of this, this is all hand-done work with a pocket knife. And the detail is incredible. The lines are so crisp and clean. Today, we would just have a giant hydraulic stamp, and it would go chunk and be done. And that kind of story and that kind of romantic feel is really what draws people to antiques, I think.
These are records. I know records. James Bond, 13 original themes. That's cool.
Bruce Springsteen.
We are, I believe, the oldest continuously running business in the Arts and Design Center. We get people coming in here for any reason from, I've lived in Carmel my whole life and I never walked down the sidewalk waiting to get a tattoo across the street, waiting for a table at the Pint Room. And they come in for 5 minutes and they are almost always just hooked. They're like, I'll be back.
I can see why Greg works there, because it's such a cool environment.
Yeah.
And it's just stuffed with so many interesting things. It's just, it's a perfect place.
I try every day to not just serve my customers and get to know them and try to help them with their needs, but my vendors, the people who are actually antique dealers in here, I know them all. So I try to almost be their concierge. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy that. I really enjoy being in the middle of the mix and watching everything come and go. And you learn something almost every day. But I love this place.
So, well, I will definitely be back in here to either browse or, like, yeah.
That's for sure.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you so much.
See you later. Tell Olivia I said hi.
Thank you.
More information about Carmel Old Town Antique Mall at carmeloldtownantiquemall.com.
Thanks for listening to our podcast, Main Street.
You can find our other episodes and support our podcast at soundcloud.com/mainstreetpodcast.
All one word.
Just shove it all together.
Mm-hmm. Main Street is a production of WHJE 91.3. Other student-made interviews, podcasts, live broadcast, and more can be found at whje.com.